Our condolences to the believers wherever you are upon the martyrdom anniversary of the Lady of Light, Lady Fatima al-Zahra, salamullah alayha. You know, sometimes speaking up is the most important thing a human being can do in order to stand up for truth and justice. And if nobody stands up for truth and justice, then, well, nobody will be standing up for truth and justice. And then the only voice out there, wherever you are, will be the voice of falsehood. In the same manner, we find that in the most difficult situations, Lady Fatima Zahra salamullah alayha stood up for truth and justice. She stood up for Vilaya. She stood up for the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him. She stood up for Islam. She stood up for the system of Allah. So, today we're going to talk about five of these situations where Lady Fatima Zahra stood up for the defense of Islam. So, number one. After the death of Ummul Mu'mineen, Lady Khadija salamullah alayha, it was Lady Fatima salamullah alayha who stood next to the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him, and comforted him when he needed it the most. She would clean the garbage that the enemies of Allah used to throw at the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him. She would smile and gladden the heart of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him, when the seal of prophethood needed her the most. She was always there to defend the leader of Islam, to the point where the one who speaks only of wahi named her eminence Umme Abiha, the mother of her father. Why? Because Lady Fatima al-Zahra salamullah alayha loved and cared for the leader of Allah's system, the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him, like only a mother ever could. Number two, Lady Fatima al-Zahra salamullah alayha was a source of support and strength for Imam Ali alayhi salam. She was there to bandage and heal Imam Ali alayhi salam's battle wounds, wounds that Amir al-Mu'mineen had incurred during the battles for Allah, Uhud, Khandaq, Khaybar, and Hunan. Number three, when the God-given social and political vilaya was being given to people here and there, and the God-given right of Imam Ali alayhi salam was being usurped, Lady Fatima, along with Imam Ali alayhi salam, Imam Hassan alayhi salam, and Imam Hussein alayhi salam, went to the doors of the people of Medina and reminded them of their allegiance to Imam Ali alayhi salam, reminded them of that allegiance they had paid by Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him, in Qadir. She left no stone unturned. Number four, when the people gathered in the Masjid-e-Nabawi, the masjid that her father, the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him, had built, Lady Fatima al-Zahra went and gave her very famous sermon, her Sermon of Fadak. In this sermon, among other things, Lady Fatima al-Zahra salamullah alayha defended her right to inheritance. Number five, even in her martyrdom, Lady Fatima al-Zahra salamullah alayha stood up for the system of Allah, a powerful voice, a powerful and great voice that still calls out to this very day. Lady Fatima al-Zahra salamullah alayha did this by requesting that the people who wounded Wilaya, that the people who wounded Islam, that the people who wounded the mission of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him, that the people who wounded the system of Allah were not to attend her burial, and her burial place was to remain hidden. So to this day, the question remains that why was Lady Fatima al-Zahra salamullah alayha buried at night? Why was she buried in secrecy? And why is her grave still hidden to this very day? So go ahead and find the answers wherever you are.